So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bob, we got off on a tangent in the last segment, and we forgot that it's Artie Smith who is interviewing for the Tennessee Titans head coach job. What do we make of this?
It's definitely fascinating. I mean, they know him better than many teams, of course, being the OC for their most successful years in the last 15 to 20. So, I don't think he'll actually get it, but it'd be fascinating to see him work with a young quarterback like Cam Ward. It makes you think what it would be like if he was working with a young quarterback here next year.
Yeah, and I remember those that one year.
Somewhat.
They had, like, record-setting offensive numbers.
They drafted a quarterback.
Has he done a good job here, Bob? Last year was horrific. This year has been much better. I'll acknowledge that.
Yeah,
I think the quarterback has a lot to do with it.
Right. But I still think they value the time he had down there. He knew how to run Derrick Henry. And he had A.J. Brown.
He had Derrick Henry.
And they ran him and ran him and ran him. 2,000 yards? Was it the season he had 2,000 yards?
Yes. He had Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
I don't know. This baffles me.
He also had a rejuvenated Ryan Tannehill, who played very well.
You know who else Ryan Tannehill had? Derrick Henry.
I get it, but he's played some pretty good quarterback in that one season.
Yeah, he was okay. I don't know. I'm baffled by the Artie interview cycle. I truly am. But to each his own, and best wishes to him, Limits. Would you hire him as your head coach?
Hypothetically, no. If he got the job, who would you look to? You know, Cliff Kingsbury was out in Washington. I don't know if that was his own call or their call. But I always admired a little bit of his offense. I'm not sure if it would work here, depending on who they're.
He did a hell of a job with Jaden Daniels last year.
You got to know the quarterback, too.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to our end of season awards. Are you ready for this, Limits? Can we get a little music going? There we go. God, I love that music, Bob. Who's your MVP, gentlemen, for the NFL this season? Bob, I'll let you go first.
I went back and forth on this because I always thought Matt Stafford was going to be my guy.
Yeah.
But now, looking back and evaluating the whole season, I think it's got to be Drake May.
Okay. I think you're crazy.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. Just when did it become that you have to win your division to get the MVP? The Rams are going to the playoffs, and this dude had 46 touchdown passes. I'm sorry, that's 15 more than Drake May. Matthew Stafford is part of this, maybe a little bit lifetime achievement, maybe, but he had 46 touchdown passes. What was the next highest mark in the league? How many years is there somebody with 12 more touchdown passes than anybody else? 46 to 34 over his old buddy Jared Goff. He only had eight interceptions, 46 touchdowns, 8 picks, and a 109.2 passer rating. And his team was pretty darn good, even if it's only a wild card. I'm going Matthew Stafford all the way here.
Drake May completion percentage, especially taking that team, which was thought of as a team never going to compete for a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Here they are.
He had a great year.
The number one seed.
He did.
So he's
a great
player.
I got to
value all that. They're both very good. I don't think there's any question about it.
I just think to take this away from Stafford, I'm not doing it. Limits, who's your MVP?
Well, I think about the full season, and I think about how your season comes to an end. And Drake May was playing great in big moments and winning games, and I'm not saying that Stafford wasn't. But 31 touchdowns, 8 picks on a team that last year was 4-13. And this year they win 13 games. The turnaround that they have and Drake May emerging as a franchise quarterback, I think, just turns the table for him to be the guy.
How do you square in your mind 15 less touchdown passes than the guy I'm giving it to?
Because I think about who is the most valuable player. And I feel like New England's roster is not nearly as good as the Rams' roster is, and they don't have as good of offensive coaching as the Rams do with McVay.
Josh McDaniels isn't a great offensive coach.
He's not as good as McVay. He's good, but he's not as good as McVay. McVay might be the premier offensive mind in the NFL.
I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it, Bob, and I'm very angry at both of you for depriving Matthew Stafford of this award.
I love Matthew Stafford. Don't get me wrong.
No, you don't, Bob. You're not giving him the MVP.
Like, he may not even play because he had neck problems.
If you took away the whole who's most valuable, if you took away Stafford, Drake May, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Herbert, Josh Allen, what if you took away Aaron Rodgers from this team? Like, every quarterback, if you took them away from their team would be dead. Good quarterback.
But you only have one choice to make here. So you can make an argument, I think, for both those guys at the top.
I disagree. Standings. Let's go to the, not the standings. I mean, I'm looking at the standings. The coach of the year, Bob. Who's the coach of the year in the NFL?
Well, this is a tough one because you can make a case for a lot of guys. Normally, there are one and two. You guys, you could really pair against one another.
Yeah.
This year, you go, to me, five.
It could.
Legitimate.
Yeah.
Much as I appreciate Kyle Shanahan for what he did, given all the injuries and what they had, you know, almost had the number one seed based on that, I've got to believe that I'm going to go with Liam Cohen. Only because there have been two coaches down there besides him who've had Trevor Lawrence. He's put together an offense and a defense to complement one another. I did not expect Jacksonville to be the team they are. I didn't think they get a third seed. All due respect to, you know, Ben Johnson and Mike Vrabel. I'm going to go Liam Cohen.
Wonder Twin?
Man, this is very, very difficult because Vrabel has brought the Patriots back to life. McDonald has done an incredible job in Seattle.
Yeah, many people don't even think about him, but he's here too, and he was building something.
That's why I think I'm going to give it to Mike McDonald.
Holy ostrich milk.
McDonald's farm, the number one seed right now.
Yeah, EIO.
Okay, you're both wrong again. Unfortunately, for me, this is not that difficult, honestly. I think there's a lot of guys who, like Vrabel, did an amazing job with a team that I didn't think was going to be very good. He did. Liam Cohen, amazing. The Chicago Bears have been a punchline for a long, long time. 5-12, 7-10, 3-14, 6-11. They made the playoffs under Matt Nagy. Okay. And then they go before that 5-11, 3-13, 6-10, 5-11. Plus, they were playing in a division where the Lions and the Packers were both considered really viable Super Bowl contenders. And even the Vikings were coming off, what, a 13-win, 14-win season? And this dude just walked in there and led that team to a division title, the Chicago Bears, at 11-6. He's my runaway coach of the year.
Runaway. I like your point.
Who was Jacksonville last year?
On Johnson, but Mike Donald was in the...
Run. You know that song, Limits? Of course you don't. You're not old enough.
McDonald was in the toughest division in all of football.
Who?
Mike McDonald, Seattle, needing to win that game to be the number one seed.
And the way they did it out there, and very incredible.
Seattle's had success in its pretty recent
Jacksonville
past.
Hasn't.
Jacksonville, they went to the playoffs under Urban Meyer. Who else was there?
Doug Marrone.
Marrone, yeah.
But my point is they've gone through two coaches they'd never achieve in
his
first
year. He did a great job. This guy changed a franchise culture in one fell swoop. The bungling Bears became winners under Ben Johnson.
I mean, like I said, they're all good choices. I can't argue against any one of them.
What was Jacksonville's culture before Liam Cohen showed up?
I see these guys in practice every day. Huh?
What was Jacksonville's culture before Liam Cohen showed up?
Not good.
No.
But Jacksonville, well, okay, Limits. You want to get technical?
Well, no, I do agree with your overall point that Ben Johnson changed the culture in Chicago, and I think it's a very worthy pick.
Now you're insulting my intelligence.
There are probably more worthy candidates for Coach of the Year this year than they've been many years.
This is a legitimately tough question.
2 years ago, the Jacksonville Jaguars had back-to-back 9-8 seasons, and they made the playoffs. That ain't the Bears. That is not the Bears. And the coach in question was Doug Peterson. He's the guy that led them to the playoffs. And then they went 9-8 again. So, I mean, Urban Meyer wrecked things, yes, but they've had recent success. The Chicago Bears have not, Bob.
Touche.
Sounds like they're right around the mean there, Joe. At 9-8.
Nice line.
Some people
limits.
Would be proud.
Yes. All right, Bob. Myles Garrett's the defensive player of the year. We all agree. Do we also agree that Joe Burrow took a dive on his record-setting sack?
Yes and yes.
Yes and yes.
Yes and yes, he did. He went straight down like he just was wind blowing.
Then why aren't we talking about this more? It goes down in history that Favre did that for Strahan, and I'll acknowledge it was more dramatic there. All you need to know, if you think that if that game was really important to Joe Burrow, that the same play would have happened, you're out of your mind. Right?
Yeah, I think he took a dive. I don't think there's any question he did.
Limits?
Yeah, I think he did too. I mean, Joe Burrow, we know he's not the most mobile quarterback in the NFL, but he just kind of stepped up and slid.
He slid.
Like, what was he doing?
He knew who was coming, and he knew that – he said prior to that that he's a big fan of
Miles. He didn't slide. He fell forward.
He fell down.
He dove is what he did. He dove into the ground, Bob.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
All right. What was the biggest disappointment in the NFL this season? Could be a player, could be a team, could be a development, Bob. Just simply the biggest disappointment in the whole NFL to you
probably
was what?
The Las Vegas Raiders.
Mm.
Given they had spent a lot of money to bring in Geno Smith, they brought in Pete Carroll thinking he was the old Pete Carroll. They had a pretty good, at least on paper, names on defense that could make a difference. A lot of people thought, including me, that they were going to be a playoff contender. And they have – I never would have expected they'd be the number one choice in the draft. But they are.
To me, it's a tie between my two Super Bowl teams who didn't even make the playoffs. And usually I'm pretty good with those preseason Super Bowl predictions. This year, not so. I had the Ravens and the Lions.
A lot of people...
I'm just stunned. I think even more stunned at the Lions. You know?
Yeah, the Lions came in with a lot. And they put up some humongous numbers on offense. But they were also decimated by injury. Their entire secondary was knocked out.
Yeah.
And I think that's what led to their ungluing. They just couldn't stop anyone. They could score still, but they couldn't stop anyone.
Mr. P?
It's not disappointing for me, but I'm sure it is for fans of the NFL in one specific city. The Kansas City Chiefs, after 7 years in a row going to the AFC Championship game, don't even make the playoffs. I loved seeing it, but I'm sure that there's members in the NFL office that don't.
Another disappointing development was Micah Parsons. That sucked because he was, I thought, primed to maybe lead that team to the Super Bowl. And
there's no question.
To see
that's
that injury. What was the other big injury that weekend? Who else went down with
it? Sauce Gardner, he was injured.
There was another big injury on that same day that now I can't remember.
Yeah, you're right. There was.
What was the most pleasing development outside of Pittsburgh to you personally, Bob?
The most pleasing development outside of Pittsburgh?
To you personally, Bob. Mine was Bo Nix and the Denver Broncos because it was the only prediction that I got right, that he'd be good and they'd be good. I picked them to unseat the Chiefs in that division, and they wound up going 14-3.
Well, I'd have to say then, Aaron Rodgers, just because I didn't expect him to be
I said outside
standing.
Of Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Then I would have to say who I had at the beginning of the season as comeback player of the year, Christian McCaffrey. I thought he would bounce
nice
back
pick.
In a big way. But I can't think off the top of my head. You hit that question out of nowhere, and I'm trying to think of other things that – I like Christian McCaffrey a lot.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake, delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it.
you can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
I like what he stands for. I like his work ethic. I like everything about him.
Seems like a wonderful man. Limits, what was the most pleasing development for you?
There are only a handful of quarterbacks that have had back-to-back 13-win seasons.
And one of them is Drew Aller.
One of them is Sam Darnold with the Vikings.
Limits has stayed
Seattle.
With him all the way up until the Steelers were going to get him. And then he said, no, I'd rather have Aaron
Rodgers.
Because
I didn't think that it would be a good fit.
I think what you saw of him in San Francisco is exactly what they wanted.
Yeah.
Sort of a game manager. He can make throws. He's thrown some interceptions.
Who are we talking
Sam
about?
Sam Darnold. In that game against San Francisco.
Oh, in the game.
They rode their run game. That's all they did. They gave it to the two, Charbonnet and Walker. And then the rest was just pick up yards when we can, when we need them, and don't make mistakes. That's exactly what he did.
I feel like Mike Tomlin would not give Sammy a large enough leash like he does with Aaron Rodgers right now, and that was pretty much the point of my emphasis, is why Rodgers would have been the better fit. Sammy wouldn't have been able to create in Pittsburgh.
What's the story of the year in the NFL, in your humble opinion, Bob? Or maybe you're not so humble opinion.
The story of the year.
Yeah, it's the demise of the Chiefs.
Yeah, I was going to say, that would be a big one just because of how many years in a row they've been to the AFC Championship.
Aaron Rodgers is pretty high on that list. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
As the story of the year.
And if they win a playoff game or two, and he's doing it at the level he showed in the fourth quarter of that game where he's just picking people apart at times, man, that's a huge story. And that's one the NFL would want to put out there.
How about you, O Limitless Wonder?
Joe Texter says that it was Mahomes that was injured the same weekend as Parsons.
Yeah, and hated to see that. And even though I don't like the Chiefs, have to respect them, right, Bob? And Mahomes, of course, he's already in my mind a top five quarterback all time.
Oh, there's no question. And he's going to need a new contract coming up.
What were we just talking about, Limitless?
Story of the year.
Oh yeah, what do you think it is? Mahomes, Chiefs?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to double down on the Chiefs again, but probably. Or my alternative would be the amount of teams that have turned it around that we didn't expect.
Yeah.
Like, there's always a couple of teams that do it. Typically, there's like three new playoff teams, maybe four every year. But to see how Jacksonville got off the map, the rise of Seattle, the return of New England, what Ben Johnson did, and a lot of it is the young quarterbacks with experienced coaches. Whether it's offensive coaches helping those young quarterbacks or veteran coaches on the defensive side with established quarterbacks going to the playoffs.
I think one of the more interesting questions you hadn't got to yet, you asked about defensive player of the year. That's clear. How about offensive player of the year?
Isn't that a weird award, though, Bob? They do that in the NFL. Like, how is the MVP not also the offensive player of the year?
Just a different category to open it up to somebody
else. So I guess the non-quarterback player of the year.
I would go with Puka Nacua only because of the numbers, but
why not Jackson Smith and Jigba
is the other logical choice there because of what he's representing in Seattle, and they're the number one seed. So I give a lot of credence to that. But Nakua's numbers are ridiculous.
What about James Cook? What about Ron Cook?
James' brother? No, he had 129 catches. I can't get over that. I mean, Smith and Jigman's been great, and because they were number one seed, I guess I go with him, but man, Puka Nacua is something. You talk about, he's playing on a rookie contract, and he was a fifth-round pick. You wait till he cashes in. How much is that? That may be.
Who led the NFL year in touchdown receptions, Bob? Wrong.
Touchdown? Oh,
Bob, you don't even get a chance to answer. I mean,
it's the wrong comes out so fast. Touchdown receptions.
Yes.
I'm going to say Jahmyr Gibbs.
Don't look at your computer limits. Who led the league touchdowns in touchdown receptions?
Considering I had him on my fantasy team this year, I think it was Jackson Smith and Jigba.
You couldn't be more wrong. He wasn't even in the top three.
He had 10.
It was by three with 14 touchdowns. And I didn't know this till I just saw it. Devontae Adams.
Wow.
What a rebound.
That's
for
an indication that he could be comeback player of the year.
And he missed games late in the year, too.
Would you give Rodgers comeback player of the year?
I'd have to take a closer look at the candidates.
Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
I would put Devontae Adams in there. Just because he kind of success he's had after what you saw for, you know, he got traded to the Jets. That didn't work. I don't know. It just seems like he's made a pretty good comeback.
He'd be a good pick. Who led the league in average yards per carry this season, Bob?
Jahmyr Gibbs.
Wrong. Limits?
Derrick Henry.
Wrong. Devon Achane at 5.7, which is unbelievable to me. I mean, that's going back to Jim Brown numbers practically, yep, Bob.
Pretty much.
Who led the league in rushing touchdowns, Bob?
Jahmyr Gibbs.
Wrong.
James Cook.
Wrong. Jonathan Taylor. Good tries. I'll say that much. Let's go to quarterbacks, shall we, Bob? Who led the league in interceptions this year? Wrong. Limits?
Cam Ward.
No, but that's a good pick.
Wouldn't have surprised me. Oh, wait. Can I give another answer?
Not until Bob does. It's his rightful turn. Bob, who led the league in picks? Nate Peterman?
I don't have an answer. I can't think of that.
Can I suggest an answer
please,
for you, Bob?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to take the snaps this week, and he's going to be our starter this week. And my expectation is that we don't throw 10 picks.
Was it Tua?
No, but Tua
was
second.
How about that comment? How about if Mike Tomlin made that comment about any of his previous quarterbacks? I just hope we don't throw 10 picks in a game.
My expectation is we won't throw 10 picks. Tua was second with 15. Your guy Sam Darnold was third with 14. It was the great Geno Smith with 17.
I forgot about Geno Smith.
Yeah, who got sacked more times than anybody in the NFL this season? Actually, one of two guys. They're tied.
Cam Ward.
That's one. Very good. Wonder Twin?
Geno Smith.
Geno Smith. Geno? Both at 55.
Wow. Good get there, Bob.
Who was second in the league in sacks? I was going to put a steak dinner on this, except I'm already buying you one tonight.
I'm going to say...
Who was second behind Garrett?
It was a wide gap, too. It wasn't...
It was 7.5 sacks, or 6.5 between them.
Yeah.
Wrong. Limits?
Well, Danielle Hunter had 15. So I'm doing the process of elimination right now, Bob.
I'm trying to think of who's
was
on
it Max
list.
Crosby?
No, not even close.
He's in surgery right now.
Limits, he was hurt for the whole year.
Yeah, and he quit.
Yeah. What a horrible guess that was.
He was shooting basketball while they ruled him out with an injury.
And he had surgery on the knee, and he was like, they don't want you to play, and here he is shooting basketball.
He posted a video in his own gym, at his house. And the funny thing about it is, too, Bob, he had, his own advertisements at the court at his house.
Oh, I know. Selling him.
How does that work?
Don't divert us from the topic limits. Who had the second most sacks? Wrong. Brian Burns with 16.5.
With Carolina.
I would not have gotten that with the Giants.
Or Giants, that's right.
And Danielle Hunter.
Danielle Hunter's right up there.
Who was your
pick? How many career sacks does Danielle Hunter have? You don't think of him this way.
Well.
It's 114.
I think he had a big year last year,
but
did
still
he
still 114,
114 what?
I just did a story yesterday about sacks.
Yeah, he's had
in
years
his career.
Of, he's had years of, I know. 14.5. He's a star.
I just did a thing yesterday in our drafted segment for TV at KDK TV, which, by the way, airs every Wednesday at 5:55.
Thank you, Bob.
Jonathan Taylor, who is a Hall of Famer, one of the best players, and he was the 16th best in our list of these guys out of 52 we had. And you'd think 139 sacks, 8 interceptions, 9 defensive touchdowns, 44 wow. forced fumbles. I mean, numbers that are just ridiculous.
That is incredible. Who led the league in interceptions limits? Wrong.
You mean interceptions takeaways?
Yeah.
Jaquan Brisker.
No, not even close.
Trayvon Diggs.
No.
You interrupted, Bob.
No, I'm trying to think
about it. Tell you what, the Texans have like 3 guys in the top 10. Well,
those 2 starting cornerbacks and Petrie at safety are all very, you know, ball hawks.
The Petrie dish.
But I don't think any one of them are it.
No,
Jarrett Stingley.
No.
Stop making guesses before Bob has an opportunity to express himself.
I'm sorry for breaking the rules, Bob.
Come on, Bob. Say something.
I'm trying to figure out, you know, teams that are not good.
It's not anybody on the Jets, Bob. They didn't have one good team,
Bob. Who would have thrown interceptions to people. I don't know. I give up. What?
Kevin Byard III for the Bears with 7 interceptions.
And isn't he a safety?
Yeah, he is.
Yes,
so
he is.
So a safety, man, to get that kind of.
And a linebacker was 2nd, Devin Lloyd for the Jacksonville Jaguars. I hope he doesn't get any this weekend. Who do you think is going to win that game, Bob?
Jacksonville.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. That's a bad matchup.
I think Josh Allen can go on a roll. Everyone's going to say it's his tournament to win because there's no, you know, Mahomes. There's no any of those guys, Burrow, Lamar Jackson, none of them. So it's your turn, Josh Allen.
Who leads the NHL in points right now, Bob?
Connor McDavid.
Yes, he just took over Nathan MacKinnon by 1 point.
How about Colorado's record?
Yeah. What is their record?
I think they only have 2 losses, regulation.
What?
Look it up. It's something ridiculous.
Wrong. They have 4. 31-4-7. Oh my God, they're 17-0-2 at home, Bob. Did you know that?
I knew they haven't lost many games in regulation. It's unbelievable.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of 5-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
All right, we're back with more as we round third head home here as the Pittsburgh Steelers are back on the practice field today getting ready for their Monday night game against the Houston Texans. And what is an underdog role. They're surprising. I didn't expect it to be this big. I think it's 4.5 or maybe 5, depending on where you look. I expect it to be a little closer than that. We will be hearing here from Jeff Hathorn, sports director here at 93.7 The Fan. In fact, he's on the line right now. So, Jeff Hathorn, how are you, number one? And number two, any significant developments over there today?
Hello, gents. No, it's actually been, pretty good. We heard from Mike the other day. Everybody's healthy. When I say healthy, I say that with quotes because a lot of them are banged up. But
right.
There isn't anyone that's been ruled out. And and it's a beautiful day, so you get to practice outside. It's what an. I know you probably haven't been outside in the last little while. You should tee it up at like 2:05, Bob.
I would love to. I know Joe could and probably will. I can't do that, Jeff, but Joe.
I'm not talking to you for the rest of the show, Bob. Every time I've tried to address you between segments, I can't get your attention. You're on your phone, just like
you,
my daughter. Yes,
me?
I'm trying to tell you stuff and
please,
you won't
please,
pay
please.
Attention.
I have talked to you repeatedly. When you're like, I've never, Jeff,
I've
you know him.
I've launched
have
into four
ever,
different stories today,
you
and your attention span
found
is.
Found a person who is so focused to the point where you could tell him, your house is on fire, Joe, you won't get a response.
I guess it's just my own medicine, Jeff, but I'm telling you, it's been chronic and somewhat insulting today.
That's all BS. Come on now.
No, Bob, you know I did. I was trying to tell you the Pirate wildcard story earlier, and I literally couldn't get your attention.
Okay,
Jeff,
we're taking Jeff's
sorry,
time
Jeff,
away
I'm
from
sorry.
Me.
We're taking your time away from you.
I'm sorry. Were you guys talking?
What else is the story of the week over there? DK Metcalf, I suppose, yes?
Yeah, having Metcalf back in drills, and, you know, he was genuinely excited and said that he couldn't watch the second half of the Browns game. Like, he felt responsible for it. So he's someone that's getting a second lease. He's getting another opportunity. He's performed very well in his playoff chances to date. And, you know, it's a challenge against this Houston defense, but, man, he's kind of like, of all the people out there, you can imagine, like, he's like not 2 weeks off, none of that wear and tear, like the body feels fresh, like he's ready to go.
Well, they need that. Even if, you know, you don't even need to have the kind of stat line that you would expect from someone like him, but his presence, doesn't it affect the way Houston has to account for what they do defensively?
Absolutely. I mean, we saw them really utilize, especially against Detroit, them find ways to get Gainwell involved because of the concern that Detroit had over where Metcalf was going to be. And I think a similar thing could happen against Houston. He doesn't need to have 8 catches for 90 yards to have a huge impact in this game. He could have 3 catches, but if he's drawing the defense over to his side and allowing others, including Freiermuth, who they found him a few times in that Ravens game. So, yeah, I mean, the numbers may not truly show what his impact could be with this offense on Monday night.
It seems like everything that's happening there, the sort of magic that they've captured, Jeff, is sort of emanating from Aaron Rodgers. But that's from the outside. Like, I'm not in that room these days. Is that the vibe that you get?
I think he brings a confidence to the group, and he has from the beginning. But, you know, they've seen him now. I mean, you hear the stories. You watch it on TV. You see Aaron have these comebacks, so you watch stuff on NFL films of games where Aaron Rodgers goes off. But then you see it in those situations where they had to come back multiple times against Baltimore. The season's over, and he just delivered. And he delivered confidently and calmly. And guys have talked about that over and over again, about his presence and how that just settles you down, that you don't even realize the size of the moment. I mean, you do in the back of your mind, but you can perform like it's another play because the quarterback leads that. The quarterback has big eyes, or he looks concerned, or he's freaking out. Aside from an occasional play call here or there, if he's freaking out, then the tendency would be for the guys around him to, and he doesn't. And along with that, he's also delivered. And I think Russell Wilson said a lot of good things in the huddle, but he didn't deliver. Aaron has delivered for the most part. Yeah, the Browns game, he didn't. But in Detroit, against Baltimore, when they needed him, he made plays.
Absolutely did. And so did Calvin Austin when they needed him last week to make some plays. And I've noticed in bigger games, bigger times, he's come up big for them. And I know that he should benefit from having number four around, but also Freiermuth. It seems like if you go back even to the Cleveland game, which they lost, Jeff, right before halftime, they needed him with the ball. Who'd they go to? Middle of the seam, it's number 88. And then at the end of the game, when they needed to move into a potential touchdown position, they went to him. And they did it again in this game. I can only imagine that his number should be going higher in usage.
For 15 weeks, we discussed the redundancy of the tight end room. Well, now with Darnell gone, to have Freiermuth, and then maybe someday, I know we've gone over the Jonnu numbers a lot of times, but maybe someday teams are going to forget about him, and he's going to have some opportunities to make some plays. He's still very good run after the catch. So, yeah, with Pat and some of the throws that Aaron made to get him, it's not like Pat was running open as much as I think Aaron threw him open. He threw Thielen open. Mm-hmm. And that's another – I mean, guys, you go into this game probably since – and not just because it was a home game, but probably not since 2020 did you go in feeling like you had an advantage at quarterback. Now you do. I know C.J. Stroud's a young player and he's had some good playoff games, but – don't you feel like the Steelers have the advantage at quarterback for the first time in like 6 years when they've gone into one of these scenarios?
I do in this game.
In this game, I do too.
So, Jeff, your thoughts on Mike McDaniel and the interest that the Browns reportedly have in him and also the whole Harbaugh saga?
I don't get the – I mean, you got to do your due diligence. I don't get McDaniel. I mean – if I would give McDaniel praise, it would be for his team not giving up when the situation was bleak and pretty much beyond them salvaging a year. I mean, their team didn't give up. That's nice. I don't know if looking at some of the other options you have out there or looking at someone else who might be an up-and-comer. I mean, Cleveland would seem like a perfect place to bring someone like that as opposed to retreading somebody else, not that McDaniels is 70 years old. You get my point. I think this with Harbaugh, here's the difference. I look at Harbaugh and Tomlin. While, you know, if that kick is good, you're having these talks about Tomlin. Harbaugh had their all-time best quarterback, their all-time best running back, and couldn't do anything with it. So that's why I think the urgency was even more with Baltimore. Like, hey, you've had these guys for a couple of years. There are some big names that are out of the postseason. You know, Allen's going on the road. How you couldn't put this team in position or get them through and into the postseason, that's what cost him his game. It's because of the players that he had right now. And I think with Tomlin, he doesn't have the all-time best Steeler quarterback. He doesn't have the all-time best running back, even though you like both of those tailbacks. That's where I think the difference is a little bit with John and why they just felt like they had to make a move.
All right, real quick about this Houston game here, Jeff. It looks to me like, obviously, Houston is favored, and they're favored mostly because of their defense. What do the Steelers have to do in this game offensively to try to take advantage of that one? Because I think they know that Aaron Rodgers, despite what we saw last week in the 120-yard run, he's not one to just get out of the pocket and do it. They have guys who can run you down. How do you stop that pass rush, which doesn't need to blitz to get to the quarterback?
You got to win first and second down. Like, you can't put yourself in a position where you're either second and long or more importantly, third and long, because those guys will tee off on you. And it'll be a double-digit loss if you're constantly sitting there in third and seven and plus, because they're really good. And it's not just one. It's multiple guys that can come and get you. And then they have other playmakers on that defense. And that's what they do. They get you in those situations where you got to take chances, and then they finish plays. I mean, 29 turnovers this year is, I mean, being a, what are they, plus 17?
Yeah.
That's amazing. And what they're doing forcing turnovers is they're getting teams off schedule on the first and second down, and they're allowing those two, Hunter and Anderson, to just go and feast on opposing quarterbacks. And, man, the Steelers can't have that. And even if they have that, They need to know that it's okay at times to just punt the football. Like, don't take chances. They feast on teams taking chances. Not that they want to play generic, not that they don't want to take a shot here or there, but they can't just take needless shots because they're always sitting in third and long.
All right, 2 minutes left. Jeff and Limits, the mere thought of leaving you out of this conversation leaves Jeff Hathorn heartbroken and perhaps heaving with tears.
Jeff, we saw Deshaun Elliott post something cryptic on his Instagram this week. Is there a chance that he could come back for this game?
I don't think so. I don't think for this game. Because he would have to go through some... I mean, he hasn't to this point gone through practice time. For this type of game, I know how good he is. It would be a shock to see him come in this situation. Not that if they didn't advance, that may not happen down the road. But for him to have not been in a practice, not been activated off IR, not started that clock, unless he's hiding somewhere and been working out at some undisclosed location that we don't see, I would be very surprised if you would bring in a guy who hasn't played in a couple of months off maybe a practice or two and put him into this type of game.
What's Cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. And it's cloudy today, high of 52. Mike Webster, low of 34. Andy Russell, fan weather brought to you by Myers Lager, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Thank you, Jeff.
All right, Hawk.
Thanks, boys.
See you, buddy.
Have a good day.
Social media's biggest loser brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. You got a pick there? Oh, limitless wonder. Maybe the Cleveland Browns. How about that?
The Cleveland Browns and Malzi are my pick.
And Malzi. Right, Bob? I'm taking Limits, intern Dom, and Donnie Football out for a nice steak dinner tonight because of a trivia question that intern Dom answered recently, Bob. Should I put a limit on sides and desserts and drinks?
Drinks.
Yeah.
I would put a limit on that.
You think Donnie Football is going to order some flaming rum drink or something, like a $10 drink? I hope not.
There is no such thing as a $10 drink. Not there. Everything will be at least 15 to 18.
No drinks limits outside of
just one.
Club soda.
Club soda?
Or beer. If you want a beer, you can have one. Draft.
I'm going to limit myself today, Bob.
That's because his name is Limits.
See, you're already ruining the dinner. I don't want anybody limiting
We tried
themselves.
To call an audible here because we know how much of a tab we might run up for Joe, so we tried to call an audible.
Who just lost one of his jobs.
I'm going to tell you this.
We're trying to be nice to go,
Bob.
I'm going to tell
you, people are going to be
mad. Shared items are very important.
Shared items are fun. Last year, Donnie ordered Brussels sprouts and mashed potatoes for the table.
For the table, yes.
That was too much.
And some mac and cheese.
See? Mm. Lobster mac and cheese. If you're going to spend Starkey money, ooh, this is where you do it.
We'll see.
Lobster mac
and the sweet potato crumble is a must.
Maybe we'll get Joe in the moment, and we'll end up having a big feast. Who knows?
Thank you, Limits. I'll see you at 6:30.
See you tonight.
See you guys.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.